And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. I was watching Fox News this morning, and they said, courtesy of the Wall Street Journal, that most Americans, that's kind of a roll-up. When they say most Americans, they just kind of mean all age groups, need $1.46 million to retire comfortably. Yeah, all Americans. And then they went and they broke it down. They said, based on your age groups, you felt that you needed a certain amount of money to retire comfortably. They said that boomers needed $0.99 million. Yeah, in other words, $999,000. Millennials needed $1.65 million. Gen Xers, $1.56 million. Gen Zers, $1.63 million. High net worth individuals felt that they needed $3.9 million in order to retire themselves. And ironically, they pointed out in the same breath that some of these age groups, they're not quite there. For instance, the baby boomers that need $999,000, call it $1 million, okay? They've saved $120,000. Now, keep in mind, your baby boomers are people like me. I am actually the youngest of the age group for baby boomers. It's basically people that were born in 1964 through, I don't know, add like 18 years to it. You're going to have a very difficult time retiring, because when you retire, you're going to start consuming that money, and that money's going to dissipate. Okay, well, let's switch to another age group. Gen Zers, they feel that they need $1.63 million to retire comfortably. You know how much they've saved? About $22,000 on average. The Gen Zers are much younger than the baby boomers, and they probably got started saving sooner than the baby boomers got started saving. Because keep in mind, all of this current retirement plan stuff, it started with the baby boomers. It started back in the 1980s. Gen Zers, they have known about the so-called retirement plan for a while, and it's been baked into what they do. And of course, they have been instructed that the path to financial freedom is to go to school, get good grades, get into college, get more good grades, and then get a job that pays you a decent salary, maybe gives you a 401k or an IRA. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Okay, there's another group, this high net worth group. Man, this kind of blew me away. They feel that they need $3.9 million in order to retire themselves, and they've currently saved $172,000 towards that goal. If the numbers don't make sense to you, let me clarify these numbers for you. What you are currently doing for retirement, what you are currently doing for your future self, is probably not going to work. Very few people make it to the age of retirement with a big enough bag of money that it retires them and they live comfortably in retirement, basically the same way that they did when they were working. You know what the numbers really relate to? It works out to be about 5% of all Americans. Statistically, about 5% of Americans make it to a place of retirement where they have enough income to live off of, or they've generated enough passive income in their investments that they don't worry about money anymore. What's wrong with your plan? Your plan is doomed to failure. Your plan isn't going to work. Unless you decide that you're going to start saving a much bigger amount of money, it's not going to work. But you're up against some odds that are out there that are working counter to your intended desired goal. Did you know that? Yeah, there's a little thing called inflation going on out there. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you are paying an overall increase in the consumer price index of 3.2%. That's what they say the rate of inflation is. But if you look at rent is up 5.8% year over year. They said food is up 2.2% year over year, but I think that number is actually low. I really do. Juices and drinks. Now, why would they come up with that category? Well, the reason they came up with that category is because those particular commodities are up 27.2%. Now, maybe you don't drink juices, you don't drink drinks. Maybe you're just a water person like me. Okay, so maybe you're not affected. But here's an area I know you're affected by. Motor vehicle insurance, up 20.6% year over year. So what I'm getting at is that the cost of living is going up. The cost required for you to consume whatever it is you want to consume is costing you more today than it did a year ago. Does that make sense? So I was doing some crunching of the numbers, and what I was trying to find out was what amount of money you need to save every month in order to hit that target number of $1.46 million, you would need to save approximately $1,260 per month in order to achieve a total amount of $1.46 million over a 30-year period. And that assumes that you get a 10% compounded interest rate. So here's the thing I want to point out to you. Are you saving $1,260 per month? And for many of you, the answer is no. No, you're not. And I know that for a fact because when Fox News published their information, they indicated that even though, say, baby boomers who only need $1 million in order to retire comfortably, they've only saved effectively across the board $120,000. So they're falling short. They're way behind where they need to be. And that's part of the problem with the retirement plans that are out there in America, because many of you who may have a retirement plan, you're using it on, well, let's just call it cruise control. Let's just call it what it is. Your entire retirement plan is on cruise control. You have money coming out of your check that you never see. It's all designed to happen that way because they don't want you touching any of that money. That money comes out of your check and it goes to your financial planner who invests it probably in mutual funds, right? Now, here's the question you got to ask yourself. Are you contributing $1,260 or more per month? And the short answer is most of you are not. You're not getting there. You're not doing what you need to do in order to get yourself retired. So what other alternatives are there for you to retire? Well, I think the best alternative that's out there has to do with real estate. I really do. And here's why I believe that. Real estate pays you five different ways. That mutual fund that you've got, it pays you one way. Technically, it could pay you a second way if you get dividends, but most of you are not invested in dividend-paying stocks or dividend-paying mutual funds. So as a result of that, you only earn money one way, and that's when the stock goes up. So what happens when the stock doesn't go up? What happens when the stock goes down? Well, your financial planner is going to tell you that you're doing something called dollar cost averaging. You're buying fractional shares for less money, and then when the market rebounds, you'll get the windfall of buying those shares on the way down. Well, does that work? And the short answer is, I don't think it works. And here's why I don't think it works. Because I don't even think you're putting $1,260 a month away towards your retirement savings. I don't think you're doing it. I think some of you have got a couple hundred dollars going to that retirement account. Some of you maybe have $1,000 going to that retirement account. But when you consider how much money you bring home every month, that's a big percentage of your monthly income. Now, let's think about it for a minute. Let's say you bring home $100,000 per year, right? So what does that work out to be? About $8,000 per month. So effectively, if I'm telling you, you've got to take out $1,260 every month and put it towards retirement, that's $1,260 that you don't have to consume in your household. And if you're like most Americans, you're consuming the majority of that $8,000 that you bring home because you got to keep up with the Joneses, right? You got to have that nice fancy house. You got to look good in that nice fancy car. You got to dress very nice. That suit that you're wearing is not a cheap off the rack suit. Now, is it? It is a nice suit. And even if you don't wear suits, you wear very nice clothes. You have little emblems over your left chest that indicate the brand that you're buying into. And those brands are not cheap, right? So you're consuming the majority of your income, and you're probably not spending the money that you need to spend in savings in order to get yourself to a place of retirement. And right now, it doesn't feel like it's hurting you. You don't think it's hurting you because you're not anywhere close to a place of retirement. But let me change your mindset a little bit. Let me inject an idea that maybe you haven't thought of. What if retirement is not an age? Retirement is actually a number. In other words, a number in the form of income that is produced by investing your money correctly into assets other than what you're investing in now. I'm talking about real estate assets. You can repurpose all that money you've got in that 401k or that IRA or the mutual funds or the stock portfolio, whatever you've got. You can take the money out and you can buy real estate assets with that money. But I'm going to caution you right now, and I'm going to tell you, you shouldn't do that without proper education and training. If you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what to do, and therefore you are doomed to fail if you don't know the correct process to take. Because people will tell you real estate is very risky. I'm here to tell you it's not that risky at all. When you do things properly, when you have a roadmap that you're following, very similar to the roadmap that we provide all of our members at Lifestyles Unlimited, it mitigates the risk. The risk is greatly diminished because now you know what to do. Now you know what type of assets to buy. Now you know how to buy those assets. Now you know how to remediate those assets. Now you know how to market those assets to people that want to give you a third of what they make every month in the form of rent. And what that does for you is it creates something called passive income. Now, the two asset classes that we invest in as Lifestyles Unlimited members are residential income producing assets. They're either single family assets or they're multifamily assets. Simply put, a single family asset is any collection of 1 to 4 units. So your duplexes, your triplexes, and your fourplexes, also known as quads, they fall in the single family space. But if you have a collection of 5 or more units, that would qualify for multifamily. And multifamily is a completely different animal than single family. So you have to understand how to negotiate both avenues of approach. You have to understand what it is you're trying to accomplish. And more importantly, you buy the right assets to meet your individual goals and your individual needs. Now, I would submit to you that if you bought a multifamily apartment community, and you bought one, let's say that's 100 units, you could be done. You could be done with investing if you had a 100-unit apartment community. Now, why do I say that? Because if you have 100 units and those units are producing $100 per door, you're making $10,000 per month. You're probably replacing all of your income. When we come back from the break, more on this concept. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
At Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you the roadmap to retiring in 5 years or less through real estate investing. And you experience the reward of best product, best price, best people, and the difference it makes in your life and the life of others.
Whenever you have, you know, residents coming in and thanking you for, you know, taking what was dull and drab and turning it around and making their lives better, you know, it's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today. Join Lifestyles Unlimited today with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm just kind of imparting some information to you that I learned from Fox News, VIA, the Wall Street Journal. And the news, it's kind of troubling. It is kind of troubling because what it indicates to me is that if you're not on a glide path to saving $1.46 million in your glorified savings accounts, you may get to a place in your future self where you're trying to retire, but you do not have enough time left, or you don't have enough money left in order to retire. So what do I mean by that? Well, I think the best way to describe that is to quote the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink. And what he said was, This whole concept of retirement planning, here's the quote, it's an impossible math problem. Yeah, it's an impossible math problem. And I think he's right. And here's why. There are certain things that you need to take into consideration when it comes to how much money do you need to save. And one of the things that I think is most important is, at what age do you plan to retire? Now, the government thinks that you should retire at the age of 67. That is currently the age of retirement that the government has set for us, which, you know, could change. It has changed over time. It used to be younger than 67 years of age, but currently the government says 67, and I think they might be leaning towards 70. So, all right, that's one number that you need to have. When do I retire? So let's say the age of 67. Now, here's another number that's a little harder to process, a little bit harder to get data on. How long are you going to live? What age will you pass away? That's important to know. Because remember, when you decide to retire, and let's say that's at the age of 67, and let's say you think you're going to live to the age of 87, that $1.46 million that you may or may not have saved up enough money to achieve, that particular money is going to be drawn down in your future self life, and you're going to spend that money, and it's not going to be replenished. Because how did you put money into that account? You spent many, many years working, right? You were trading time for money, and you were putting money into that account. When you decided to retire, you decided to stop working. At that point, you stopped putting money into that account. So that money is finite. That money is going to be consumed over time. Let's say you have enough money to last you 20 years, but oh no, you've now lived 25 years past the retirement age of 67. I mean, I think that's kind of a good news story, right? But here's the problem. You've got 5 years where you're out of money. The only money you potentially have coming in at that point in your life is Social Security money. And how are you going to go from, you know, spending what you used to spend on your life to living off of Social Security? You're probably going to have to do something like rely on friends, family, charity, or the government in some fashion in order to make ends meet. And if you're too prideful to move in with your kids, you've got a big problem. You've got a big problem because you have more month left at the end of your money. And now you're at an advanced age in your life, and you may not want to go back to work. But don't we see people in advanced stages of their life working? Yet we see them at the Walmart. We see them at our grocery store. We see them in different modalities, different labor roles, performing jobs so that they can trade time for money again because they need the money. It's just the way it is. It's the way things work out. Now, I asked ChatGPT to calculate the amount of money that you would need to save every month in order to achieve $1.46 million over a 30-year period of time. I realize some of you are not in that 30-year window. You're maybe closer to a 20-year window or a 10-year window. Well, a just fire is necessary. And I gave you a 10% compounded interest rate. And I did that based off of some research that I did that indicated, okay, the stock market has been producing about 10% per year as a rate of return. And that money is technically compounded because you're putting money into savings. And then whatever money that money is making compounds. And therefore, you need to have $1,260 per month that you're setting aside in savings. So the question I have is this. Are you saving $1,260 per month? The less time that you have available to the point where you think you're going to retire, the more money you need to sock away in order to achieve, say, $1.46 million in savings. It's just the way the mechanics of the math works. So what can you do? What if you only have 10 years? What if you only have 5 years? How do you get this done? Well, what you need to do is stop doing what you're doing. Yeah, you just need to stop doing what you're doing. And you need to get into Lifestyles Unlimited, and you need to learn how to invest correctly in single family and multifamily assets. Because if you do it correctly, you could take all that money that you've been saving in those 401ks or those IRAs, and you can repurpose that money and start buying fixed assets with that money. Fixed assets that you can actually go touch if you want to go choose to do that. So what am I getting at? Well, the way I invest is different than the way you invest. I invest in assets that pay me multiple ways. And the most important way to me is the cash flow, because it's with that cash flow, I use that money to offset my other expenses of living and to do the things that I choose to do in my life. My cash flow comes in monthly or quarterly, depending on the type of asset that I'm invested in, and I'm not worried about that money running out. Because let's say I let's just put it very bluntly for you. Let's say I go out and I buy an asset. Let's say it's a single family house. Let's say it's worth $150,000 per year. By buying that asset at $150,000 a year, I've probably captured an additional $30,000 worth of equity in addition to, say, the $20,000 that I put into the deal. So I'm into the deal for $50,000, of which only $20,000 is my actual money. $30,000 is captured equity in that deal. And that property is going to go up 3.5% per year over time, because we just know through natural appreciation that that asset's going to go up over time. I hold that asset for 5 years and I sell it. What's it worth in 5 years? It's probably gone up to about $170,000 to $175,000 in value. It has increased in value over time. Therefore, it has not gone down. It has appreciated in value. I'm getting other advantages through principal pay down, where it affects my equity. It increases the equity that I have in the property. It's not the most glorious way that we make money in real estate, but it is keeping pace or doing better than what your financial planner said you should be making in your 401k or your IRA. I'm also getting the advantages of depreciation, which is a paper loss that I take on my properties, and that paper loss offsets the income that I make in the cash flow. I know, I'm blowing your mind right now, right? And I'm just talking about one single family house. What if you have a 100-unit apartment community? Now, you may not be able to buy a 100-unit apartment community from the time you initially joined Lifestyles Unlimited. Maybe you have to buy some different assets and work up to that 100-unit apartment community. But let me tell you what that 100-unit apartment community can do for you. It is poised to potentially return $100 per month in passive income. So if you take 100 units and you multiply it by $100 per month, what do you get? You get $10,000 per month in income, $10,000 per month in income that you're not working that hard for. You're not working that hard at all. You're not going to work 40 or more hours per week to produce that income. That income is produced because you know how to invest correctly in real estate assets. Do you need more money than $10,000 per month? Okay, buy a second apartment community that's 100 units, and now you'll make $20,000 per month in passive income. Now, some of you are saying, well, Al, what does it cost me to buy a 100-unit apartment community? Well, it might cost you $5 million. It might cost you $10 million. It depends, depending on the asset, depending on the location. There's a lot of market forces that go into that number. But at the end of the day, you can probably pick one up for about $5 million. Now, keep in mind, you're not going to spend all cash to buy that property. You're going to put some money down on that property, and you're going to take out a bank loan to bring in potentially up to 80% of the loan to value. So you're potentially putting 20% down. How much is that for a $5 million property? Well, that would be $1 million. You would need $1 million. How much do you have saved in your 401k? Some of you have $1 million saved in your 401k. Some of you have $1 million saved in your IRA. Some of you have the ability to cash out those government-sponsored retirement plans, take the money, and buy an apartment building that today will meet or exceed your income that you make where you work. And therefore, you could effectively get yourself retired in the first year of being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I know I'm blowing your mind. I mean, I'm blowing my mind right now, and you probably need a Tylenol or an Advil or whatever you take for headaches. But what I'm trying to convey to you is that there is a much better way to invest your money, your hard-earned money, and it's to find the right type of assets. And I'm here to suggest that the right type of asset for you is either single family or multifamily or both. You can have both in your portfolio. Both serve a purpose. Both do specific things. And most importantly, both provide you cash flow that you use to offset your expenses of living and to pay for the things that you love to do in life. That's how I live my life. I live my life off of the passive income that I earn. I don't have to go to work 40 hours per week because of the passive income that I earn. You have to wrap your head around passive income. You have to wrap your head around what passive income can do for you. And ironically, some of you may be in a position right now that you can ultimately get yourself retired in the next year. Others of you, you're going to need 5 years to get it done. But it doesn't matter if it takes you 5 years, because right now you're on a what? A 35 to 45 year plan? I think 5 years is a much better result than 35 to 45 years. And no matter how much you have saved in those glorified savings accounts, you can repurpose that money into real estate. We can get you going with real estate, and you'd be surprised how much farther down the road you will be when it comes to cash flow, when it comes to appreciation, when it comes to equity capture, when it comes to forced appreciation in multifamily apartment communities, when it comes to principal paydown, and it comes to the tax advantages that you receive as a real estate investor. It is a much better and much more viable option to be a real estate investor than to do what you're doing now. If you want to do what I'm doing, if you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, if you want to do what our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, is doing, what you need to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. I'll say it again. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to sign up for a free workshop, because that is where your journey will begin. Once you sign up for that free workshop, we will definitely be able to get you going, and you will be on a path to financial freedom like you've never been on before.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.